In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on December 10th, 2015. This is the official podcaster for whom the cowbell tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm tremendous. On the for the 30th time, this is special episode number 30.
No. According to Mr. Vanderlip, this would be the 28th time.
Okay.
That I've asked you how it's going. He had a count going.
Okay, I am doing fine on the 30th episode. It may not be the 30th time I'm doing well, but it's the 30th episode. So,
well,
you didn't have to literally ruin that.
You're welcome.
Just, I never thanked you. So, you can celebrate with me that it's our special episode number 30. Or,
yay! We're still on the air after 30 shows.
Were you, okay. On the show today.
I mean, you never know.
On the show
today.
People
still listen to us. That's something to celebrate.
Well, yeah, I've been wanting you to celebrate it, and then you just say, yay, we're still on the air.
I'm celebrating it.
No, okay, on the show today, we're going to talk about basketball. Mississippi State is going to be playing the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and other than that, I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to figure it out as we go.
We just don't know what to do. Like, we're going to talk about basketball, we've got
questions. We have questions. We're going to answer questions.
But that's going to be like a 30-minute show. Maybe
we'll 20. Figure it out.
Okay. Basketball! We are playing the University of Missouri, Kansas City in Kansas City. I don't know why.
Maybe the administration figured, you know, because attendance would be crap here, why not go on the road and get paid there? Would they get paid for this trip?
I don't know why we would.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Because it's the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
They're like the biggest university in Kansas City, I assume. I don't really know what's in Kansas City besides the Royals. That's about it.
And you don't want to talk about the Royals.
We don't want to talk about the Royals.
But if I want to talk about the Royals.
Nope, I said we don't.
Oh yeah, did you hear, we got Dansby.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Braves got Dansby. We got three first-round picks for a pitcher.
So you have one good player now?
Who cares? At this point, we don't care if we have one. We just need players for the future. We're going to be bad
Y'all are
this
where
year.
The
we're going
to
be bad
were,
next year.
Y'all are where the Astros were about 5 years ago.
So you're saying it'll take about 5 years for us to make the ALC or the NLCS?
No, I'm just saying you're garbage right now.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Yes. The Astros were garbage a couple years ago. Even last year, they weren't that great.
Did they make the playoffs?
No.
Oh, well then. Did they have a winning record?
Nope.
Well, then, yeah. That's about Braves. Barves. I still hate you for getting Evan Gattis. Okay. Basketball. Here are some things about the University of Missouri, Kansas City's basketball team. They are 5-4. They compete in the WAC. The Western Athletic Conference. Even though Missouri isn't...
They were...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not West.
I know. Well, of course, Louisiana Tech used to be in the WAC.
I have no argument there.
Their wins include William Jewell.
Did we ever figure out where William Jewell University is?
No, but they beat one person.
William Jewell College is in Liberty, Missouri.
Okay. Let's see. They beat Drake. Man. I guess, oh man. Oh man, oh man, oh man.
Stop it.
See what I did there?
Stop it.
See what it drew, like.
Stop.
Like Drake.
Why would you do that?
And that's like the beginning of a Drake song. I'm funny.
Stop.
I'm really funny.
They also beat UT Martin and South Dakota State.
And Lincoln. They brought Abraham Lincoln back from the dead and beat him by a point. Man, Abraham Lincoln scored 72 points on him. Wow.
But you know who they didn't beat?
Omaha.
I was going to say Iowa.
But they didn't beat Omaha.
Iowa's still undefeated in my book.
We're not talking about Iowa. We're talking about how they lost to Omaha.
Okay, Peyton Manning. So yeah, this Peyton isn't going to be...
Peyton Manning, a graduate from UT.
He didn't... This isn't going to be an exciting game, I don't think. I mean, yeah, they're 5-4, but they aren't really a good team.
They lost to South Dakota.
Yeah, we haven't... They're the Kangaroos.
Are the Kangaroos. I don't know. Do all their players have Australian accents? G'day, mate. Can you go play some basketball and get some shrimp on the barbie? I've said Drake lyrics and I've spoken in a very terrible Australian
this
accent.
This show is something so far.
Also, they played Hawaii Pacific in an exhibition, and I don't know if they won or not. It just says 72-61.
I'm going to look up their basketball roster just for fun.
Yes, they did beat the Sharks of Hawaii Pacific.
I mean, it's not like there's Hawaii Atlantic.
Well, yeah, that's true. Okay. Woo.
That's okay. Tremendous. So, looking at their roster here, they have a lot of guys that are... A lot of big men. One, two, three.
I'm gonna look at this team's stats.
Four. They have five guys that are 6'8" or taller.
Whoops.
So, that's gotta be right up there with our amount of big men.
I'm trying to find their stats, but this is a very bad website.
One of their forwards. He's a senior from Ottawa, Ontario. You know, Canada, the Great White North. Eh? His name is... I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry, sir. Shayok.
Wait, what? What's his name?
S-H-A-Y...
No, just say what you just said.
Shayok.
He has the same first and last name.
Yes.
There's something wrong with his parents.
I think it's a cultural thing.
That's like Rod Roddy.
I think it's a cultural thing.
Is it?
I'm just not sure.
So Canadians name their children by the...
Jacob
Robson. Is Jacob the same name as Robson? Is Kyle the same name as Han?
He may not be from Canada.
But it says Ontario, Canada.
Okay, that's where he went
to
high school.
What are you saying? What are you expecting for out of?
I'm looking up where he. He's one of five children.
I'll say this: there's only one stat that I am looking at right now from UMKC or whatever, and that's points in the paint. That's all I'm caring about. That's all I'm looking for.
Look up their defense.
They're giving up an average of 75 points per game.
Cool.
They are being outscored on average 75-73.
All of his siblings have different first names and last names.
They turn the ball over 15 times per game and give up 13, so this should be a turnover fest.
He has a brother who plays at University of Virginia.
Oh, they lost to George Washington. They dug up George Washington from the grave and lost to him. They lost to our zombie first president.
Shayok
beat Abraham Lincoln.
I feel bad. I mean,
what do you feel bad about?
I'm probably butchering that name. That's why I feel bad.
Oh, I see him here. Shayok.
How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. They also have a Broderick Newbill and a Lear Leak. And then there's just Noah Knight. I can't find.
They have a lot of big men. That's going to be something to watch out for. Because that's, you know, our front court isn't exactly the deepest when it comes to talent.
Uh-huh.
At least not right now. I don't know if Lou Nadoyi is injured or something. I don't know what's up. He hasn't seen much playing time.
So, knowing that I cannot find their average points in the paint per game, I'm going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and look at each of their games.
Go for it.
What a pain. Okay, so I'm looking at Minnesota, and I'm still trying to find it. So while I find it, you say something.
What am I supposed to say?
We've
already struggled with, I know, but we've already, struggled with coming up just topics to talk about.
Yeah, I know, so say something. Ethan?
What?
I spoke. Okay, points in the paint. Against Minnesota, they gave up 24.
Ooh.
Against William Jewell, they gave up only 14. Against Omaha, they gave up 36.
That's sounding better.
Against Drake, they gave... Oh, man. They gave... I'm not doing that because it's a normal number. They gave up 22. So unless there's some gigantic number that'll stand out eventually, they're not terrible at giving up points in the paint.
Yeah, those are decent numbers outside of, 36 would be probably their highest.
They gave up 34 against Iowa.
Okay, so, might have to find some different offensive outputs besides just Gavin Ware in this game.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get Travis Daniels going again, that'd be nice because he had a pretty good game last time.
Uh-huh.
Travis Daniels and Johnny Zappardo would be the other one.
Right now I'm going to look up their field goal. They're giving up a field goal percentage of 42.9%.
I like our chances.
Yeah.
Just in general, I like our chances to win this game. High scoring.
Yeah, but the thing is, knowing how much your defense has struggled, they're a pretty decent offense. They're shooting 44.2% from the field this year. This is going to be high scoring and close, in my opinion.
I think it'll be close until, final 5 minutes.
All right.
So, I think we pull away with it, end up getting a double-digit win on the road.
All right, so any prediction, unless you want to mention anything else about this game?
Prediction-wise, let's just go 85-70.
Okay.
Along those lines.
I'm going to say 86-79 will be my prediction.
Okay, that's not bad. That'd be a decent win on the road.
In the favor
for
of
a
the
team
Bulldogs.
That's still developing.
Yeah, certainly.
Sure. I'd take that. That'd be of, you know, moving the win streak up to 4 games going before a road trip down to Tallahassee.
And I don't know how Florida State's doing, but they were preseason, they were projected to be, and Joe, according to Joe Lunardi, they were, he put them in his preseason NCAA tournament as a 7 seed, I believe.
Yeah. We'll talk about that one later, but after this game.
But for those who just cannot wait, the Seminoles are currently, get off ad, thank you, 5-2.
Who do they play this weekend?
This weekend, they play Southeastern Louisiana before they play Mississippi State. Wow.
So they'll be 6-2.
Hey, guess who they lost to?
Who?
Iowa.
Yes.
They also,
yes,
they also lost to Hofstra.
Okay.
So, Iowa must be pretty good in basketball.
Iowa's good at everything.
Are you sure about that? Iowa, yes. Basketball is currently 7-2, and their losses are to Notre Dame and Dayton, and they lost each of them by single digits.
I should just transfer to Iowa.
No, you shouldn't.
We can still do the show.
But today, as you listen, Iowa will be playing Iowa State. That'll be a good game. So, yeah, that's our basketball talk. We've done this show for 16 minutes, and we've got nothing else to talk about.
The women this Sunday will play Louisiana Tech.
We have something to talk about.
Down in Ruston.
I've had a bad experience there.
And it's not football.
I'm thinking about traveling back to Ruston 2017 to get revenge. Should I or should I not? Because my pedigree, my resume in road games, and I'm probably going to be adding 2 more to the list next year.
Which 2?
BYU and UMass.
Oh, gosh.
UMass, oh, gosh. Because my aunt lives in Boston, and BYU, because BYU is a neat place, and that's the one I'm worried about in terms of loss.
Well, they just lost their head coach, but back to women's basketball for a minute. The Louisiana Tech women's basketball team is 4-3 overall. They have wins against Denver.
That's where my mom Stephen went F. to Austin. College. The Pioneers. Cool. I'm angry that they beat Denver.
They have a win against Loyola.
In Illinois,
win against Prairie View A&M, which is also in Texas.
Which there are a lot of A&Ms in Texas. Loyola is it?
New Orleans.
Oh, so it's not the one in Chicago.
No. They have losses to Wisconsin by 14 points.
Jeez.
No, they had a loss to Prairie View A&M. I'm wrong there.
Oh.
And a loss to UCLA.
Yeah,
they beat Nicholls State. Their website kind of sucks.
We should beat them.
Easily. This is going to be a bloodbath.
So, yeah, that's fun. Anything else? Before we get into questions.
We went through the Twitter accounts of the various athletic teams. The athletic department's programs? Twitter accounts. What?
Athletic programs?
Yeah, like the athletic department Twitter accounts. Notable stuff. There's not much.
The softball team's got some gloves.
Yeah, those are fancy gloves. The stadium looks pretty cool. I've driven by it a couple times, and construction is happening, and it looks to be a lot better already than what used to be there.
Which was just a set of bleachers?
Yeah, it was bad.
Are they still going to be having free admission?
Yes.
Yay.
I think that one's going to be free admission forever. Which
All
is
right.
perfect, because that's probably the best sports program on campus right now. Outside of the women's basketball team.
Yeah, there we go. And really, we are a women's sports school. You can make the argument for football over.
You could.
I think they're equal. I personally think they're equal. They're equal. They're equal. The softball team hasn't made it past a regional under Studeman.
Okay. Dan Mullen has lost 3 of his last 4 to Ole Miss.
Don't talk about that. Okay, we're getting into questions. so I'm taking a Twitter break until the 18th of December for personal reasons and exam reasons. So Ethan gets to read me the questions, and I don't know the questions, so he is surprising me.
Quite a few questions this time.
Yay. This is the first time you've actually ever read the questions.
No, I read them last time.
Well, no, you did?
I read them one time when I did it by myself.
Well, yeah, but this is the first time you're reading them while I'm here. So good for you. And it's on special episode number 30.
Our first question comes from Corbin, our friend Corbin.
Hi, Corbin.
And his question is, tell Daniel to come back to Twitter.
That's not a question.
That's a command. A response to our tweet asking for questions.
But that's a command.
Doesn't matter.
So are you going to tell me to get back on Twitter?
I just did.
I will be back on Twitter on the 18th. Continue.
Okay, thank you so for our friend Lewis...
Thanks for the statement, Corbin.
Our friend Lewis sent in 5 questions.
5 questions.
Five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not 5. Not 1. Not 2. Not 3. Not 4.
Not 3.
But 5. 5.
Yes.
Okay.
You can
you can count them with your hand.
His first one is one. Oh my gosh.
Unless
shut
you're Bob
up.
Garskadden.
Oh.
Hi, Bob.
Oh. You.
I'm a bad person.
Lewis's first question.
Hi, Lewis.
It's one. Something we've talked a little bit about here and there.
Hey, Ethan, how's the weather?
Could Gavin Ware play his way into an NBA draft pick if he keeps playing the way he has so far this year? Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. His skill set, I mean, he's a little bit small to play center, obviously. He's only 6'8", 6'9", which is
nice.
Small for center. In the NBA, but I think he could be a pretty good power forward somewhere, player.
At least a bench player. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's ever going to.
The thing is, you may have just been having these words coming out of your mouth, but I don't think he'll be like a long-term player in the NBA. Jarvis Bernardo, Arnett Moultrie was the first round pick, and he's no longer with the 76ers. He's playing overseas. So.
Yeah, anything can happen. He could be a long-time bench player. He could end up being an all-star. We don't know. I just don't think he has that kind of, biological gift of being that dominant athletically. I could see him making it easily in the second round, early in the second round, and having some success somewhere. I think he's going to make it. I just don't know. I'm not in a place to project his career.
Well, thank you then.
Yeah. Second question. It's over 70 degrees in December. Should we blame Al Gore?
Well, I don't think we should blame him. I think Al Gore is an idiot because he didn't invent the internet. And that is a big lie. So I'm not going to necessarily say that we should blame him because of his global warming theory. But we could say that Al Gore is smiling somewhere, I guess. But also Al Gore is on the board of directors of my favorite company in the world, Apple. So I'm not going to hold that. And he spoke at Steve Jobs' memorial. So I'm not going to hold any of that against him.
Did you hear about Donald Trump saying that we should go to Bill Gates and ask people like Bill Gates to shut down the internet? shut down parts of the internet.
Donald Trump is stupid.
Well, yes. But my question is, why didn't he first go to Al Gore, who invented the internet,
He didn't invent the internet.
So, our third question here from Lewis. What is considered a good amount of views for Whom the Cowbell Tolls article?
Ethan knows this. I do not.
I really don't. I have, like, I can...
Because Ethan, view has, the stuff on Ethan Facebook. Has Facebook access. I am a runt of the pack. I am a miscreant, and I have no Facebook access because I am a runt. I am a Jew. I am a delinquent. I am a fool.
But I can only see, like, the Facebook traffic. I can't even see all of, like, the Twitter account traffic, the just general web search traffic. I don't see the daily clicks and views and such. But I know that, like, for the past couple of weeks, what is called on Facebook the post reach or whatever has been above... it's been between 100,000 and 200,000, which means that's how many accounts are seeing our articles, I believe.
It's fun.
Not necessarily clicking on them, but they are seeing the post with our articles and such. And so that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of eyes looking at our stuff. I just don't know how that stacks up against other blogs. I don't care about clicks personally. I mean, views are important, but content is more important to me.
Content over, quality over clicks.
Yeah.
So the answer to the question is we don't know.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
That went places that, we just don't know. Okay, fourth question. Thoughts on Neil McCready not being a TSUN fan, but still being overly pissed about Dak winning the Connerly?
You know how I feel about TSUN. Just say Ole Miss. I love Lewis. You're awesome. You're a good dude. Just say Ole Miss, okay?
I also know how you.
So reread the question, Ethan. Reread the question and say Ole Miss instead of TSUN.
I'm not going to say Ole Miss. No.
But then say Mississippi.
No, it's that school up north in the question, so that's how it's going to stay.
So we're talking about Ohio State.
I am staying true to our listeners. So what are your thoughts on Neil McCready not being a them, that school fan,
okay,
those peoples, but still being upset about Dak winning the Connerly?
Well, I have some history with Neil McCready.
Yes.
I saw those tweets. I don't understand why he's making a big deal out of it. He tweeted Rick Cleveland and said, "Can we see the media list?" I don't think he's going to send the list of media that voted on it. I don't understand why he would.
Yeah, I'm not getting into it. I don't know Neil.
I don't know why that podcast hating fool, that tater log eating fool would. I don't know why the best ribs in the entire, the best food in the city of Oxford isn't at a gas station. I don't know why he's making a bit. It's at a gas station. They're saying that the best food in the city of Oxford is at a gas station. That means that Oxford does not have good food if it's at a freaking gas station. Tater logs.
Okay.
A gas station.
Gosh. We're
stopping
there.
But it's on Exxon. They have a crystal. Okay, that's wonderful. The crystal is the second best food in the city of Oxford behind a gas station. Woo!
So, our fifth question from Lewis, because we're stopping there on that question. Is there competition between For Whom the Podcast Tolls and The Daily Grind?
Oh, you mean The Daily Grind, the podcast on Bulldog Sports Radio with Joe Abston and our boss, Justin Sutton.
Wait, who's the first one?
Joe Abston, his co-host.
Actually have not listened to The Daily Grind recently.
Yeah, apparently Joe is, like, rarely on the show because he's always busy. He's a busy dude, apparently. But do we compete with them? No, we're not on Bulldog Sports Radio.
Unfortunately. We were denied.
We were denied.
We tried.
We were legitimately denied.
You hear that? You hear that, Mr. Hey Dad? We still have a grudge.
100%. That's not a joke. We were denied access to Bulldog Sports Radio.
Yeah, we sent in
our application. I told Justin, hey, talk to him. Not like that. I said, will you please talk to him? And this is like when I first joined the blog, and he said that they were full in terms of programming, whatever that means.
So yeah, but I don't think there's a competition.
No,
because I don't think we have the same listener base, honestly.
Yeah, they probably have a lot more listeners simply because they're on Bulldog Sports Radio, and we're the runts and the miscreants and the delinquents of the Mississippi State podcasting world.
You know, there are MSU History who writes. Yeah, MSU History, who writes for whom the podcast, the Cowbell Tolls, also has his own show.
Yeah, the Bulldog Countdown. Ryan Sparks, the person who runs the Ole Miss Sucks tent. Yeah. That's a pretty good
tent. Are we allowed to say his name?
Yeah. As far as I know. I mean, he says his name on the show.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not listened to that show before?
I just know there are certain people on our blog.
Yes, like Crystal Method.
Or Crystal Method, War Machine Dog. Whatever. We're not getting into it. There are people on the blog that prefer not to be named. I didn't know if he was one or not.
No, I believe his name is mentioned on the Bulldog Countdown.
Okay, cool.
But really, for a second, you scared me.
Which I've seen him... I've actually seen him and his son Reed, who has his own Twitter account, and
yes, he
is of Twitter fame with all of like the athletes everywhere.
A spectacular Twitter account, by the way.
I see them at the games all the time, you know, softball and baseball. Reed is very energetic and likes to run around, as most children do.
Yeah.
So,
is that it for questions?
Who do you think? I think
or unless
that
you were
was
about
not...
to ask me a question.
I was about to ask you a question. Who do you think runs Reed's Twitter account? Is it
Ryan?
Ryan, or is it
both?
His wife.
Both.
You think it's both?
Both.
I just don't know.
Just say it's both, and let's move on. Is there any more questions? Are there any more questions?
There are two more questions.
Two more questions.
One from Dog-O-Matic.
Hello, Dog-O-Matic.
It's based off of Lewis's questions.
Not automatic, but dog. Huh, that's clever. That's. I guess.
Why do Ole Miss people keep talking about State? They made the Sugar Bowl, have a B team quarterback, and almost won the SEC.
I don't know.
Maybe we're their real rival? Regardless if they want to admit it or not.
You have a point.
You
have a point.
I do have a point. And finally, our last question from J-Dog.
Oh, hi.
Coach News Insider is his newest name.
Coach News Insider, huh?
Yeah. How do you feel about certain bloggers saying two quarterbacks had a chance to be all SEC, writing articles about it, and being wrong again?
Could you repeat the question?
How do you feel about certain bloggers saying two quarterbacks had a chance to be all SEC, writing articles about it, and being wrong again? And this is in response to... I don't know the particular bloggers he's talking about. But I know the quarterbacks would be Chad Kelly and then Brandon Allen. Which I've been pretty high on Brandon Allen all year. He's had a phenomenal year.
That he has. I don't know what bloggers you're talking about. So we would like you to name names, if possible.
Name names and Twitter handles and social security numbers and... Yeah.
What?
I mean, if there are... bloggers out there making the argument that Chad Kelly deserved it, I think they're wrong.
I personally, people will burn me at the stake for this, but I think there is a legitimate argument.
I think there is an argument, but I just don't think it holds a lot of water, being that...
Holds a lot of water.
you know, whatever. It's a saying. You've never heard that?
No.
Your argument doesn't hold water?
No, never. You know, you learn something new every day.
I'm looking it up, making sure that's the right saying.
I didn't know an argument could hold water. I thought
it's a saying.
I thought an argument was an inanimate object.
Okay. Regardless.
Regardless.
I just don't think that Chad Kelly was the better quarterback all year. He made too many mistakes. A lot of his stats came early on in the season, and I don't buy it. I think Brandon Allen.
I personally think that if Chad Kelly had the running ability he had at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, and pretty much throughout the year, he would have been first team. Because towards the end of the year, they got him running the ball, and he is a very efficient runner. So I personally think
I don't understand why they didn't run more with Gurley. You know,
I don't know.
You might have beaten Bama more if you had him running.
Or if they turned the ball over.
You might have beaten Memphis.
No. That was domination. That, with the exception of the first quarter, that game was all Memphis. And it's beautiful saying that, but oh well. So are those all the questions?
Those are all the questions.
So yeah, that's like all we got, I think.
I mean, we actually, that's a decent length show.
Yeah, 36 minutes right now.
Not our best show, not our worst show. That's the 30th episode.
Special episode number 30. Woo! Celebrate good times. Come on. Ba-na-na-na. Bum, bum, bum. There's a party going on around here.
Yeah?
I'm kidding. I'm currently sitting in, we're both sitting in closets. There's not much of a party going on.
Yeah, my roommates are loud, so I had to.
Maybe they're having a party.
No, they're playing NBA 2K. So yeah, I had to put my recording studio.
You should play
in my
NBA.
Closet here.
You would kill all of them.
No, I wouldn't.
You should join them, and you should beat them. I don't know why you
wouldn't. Yeah. Okay.
So, Ethan, what are your final thoughts?
I was going to ask you for final thoughts, since normally I'm the one with final thoughts. This is a 30th episode.
Yes, yeah, so that means you get to say final thoughts again.
Oh, gosh.
You're just saying this because you can't think of anything.
Well, I've given like
just
29 things
no.
in final...
False. I've
no,
given
I...
final thoughts before.
Okay.
Like twice.
Well, give me 2 minutes to figure out final thoughts.
Okay.
Apparently, James Harden has 40 points. I'm on Twitter right now.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
How are the Grizzlies doing?
Yeah.
I know we're playing the Pistons tonight. You follow them on Twitter, so you would know, and I'm not.
Y'all are losing by 3.
We're to the Pistons?
In the fourth.
To the bib? What? To the Pistons?
Y'all suck.
No, time out. We're playing the Detroit Pistons, and we're losing
okay, so
to them in the fourth quarter. No, we're playing in Detroit, so Sean Tuohy is not on the call. If he were on the call, that would be the reason why we're losing him and his stupid Taco Bells. I'm looking this up. This is making me angry. We are losing by 4 points to the Pistons. The Pistons! What's their record?
Oh no. But
their arena is called the Palace of Auburn Hills. Auburn is a mediocre team with mediocre coaches and mediocre players. We shouldn't be losing to Auburn, aka the Pistons.
So those are my final thoughts.
Really bad. Really, really bad.
This is what you get for signing Matt Barnes.
I agree. The Pistons and the Grizzlies are both 12-10. So maybe this is not as bad of a loss as I thought it would be.
It's still the Pistons.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls.
Oh, you don't have any final was that the final thoughts?
I've already told you that those are my final thoughts. You weren't listening, you were freaking out. For Daniel Black, I am Ethan Lee.
But you didn't say any final thoughts.
For Daniel Black, I am Ethan Lee.
I'm confused.
Thank you for listening, and goodbye, buddy.